who have learned to acclaim him and proclaim with their mouths and shout unto him. Gideon took a group of 300 boys against 100,000 more, and they said, break the jars that had the lights in them. And he says, as soon as you break them, I want you to shout. I want you to shout on the hillsides. And the enemy was routed. Joshua took the children of Israel around Jericho, and he says, now at the end, I want you to do what? Shout, and the walls must come down. We want to live in that blessing, amen? And sometimes faith is stirred up when we take a step of faith that maybe seems a little outside of our comfort zone. So you guys know what we're leading up to here in just a moment. This might be uncomfortable for you. I just watched the Chiefs play yesterday. People losing their ever-loving minds because of a football game, screaming and shouting because of their team. We serve the King of Kings who has permanently and eternally defeated death. Amen? We belong to the winning team eternally. There is no more dying for the children of God. We only go to sleep. There is no more dying for the children of God. He has defeated death. In Jesus' name, we have the victory. Now, we are standing on the precipice, it seems like, of disaster. The enemy coming against us, surrounding us. But the Lord says, do not look to the enemy. Set your eyes to the hills where your help comes from. I want you all to join with me before we sing this next song, and let's lift the roof off of this building as we proclaim into the heavenly realms that we're on the winning team. Amen? As loud as you can, for as long as you can, let's stretch our muscles a little bit here and let's shout. 3, 2, 1. Yes! Lift it up! Lift it up! Yes, God! Yes, Lord! Lift it up! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Yes! Yeah.